Blog Talk Radio. if you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
just touch somebody and tell them, say, I made it.
Thank you. Welcome to another ministry encounter here on God Said I Can Radio. Well, I'm a little choked up off that song on the intro. Normally I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, yeah, we about to go on the air. But you know what? What an awesome, awesome and perfect song for today's guest and everybody else who's been going through. All right, so what is God Said I Can Radio? We are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed God Said I Can Radio, the comeback. Your hostess with the mostest, that's who I am. I'm Lady Nancy here giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God Said I Can Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they're in. God Said I Can Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You're welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and for some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 to be put in the host queue. Our theme is Scripture, Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Today's guest, an awesome, awesome woman who I've known over the years, back and forth, rekindled, and I'm so glad that she's here. God Said I Can Radio welcomes an amazing young lady. This woman of God has a testimony. Myra Burrows is a native of NYC and now resides in Beacon, New York. She is married to her childhood sweetheart and is the mother of four beautiful children with many grands. Myra is an entrepreneur and she's an inspiration to many. She is a walking miracle, and as I always tell you from this point on, she can tell it better than me. I'm excited to have her with us on today. As again, I said, I met her some years ago off and on throughout the years, and we have rekindled for such a time as this. So let's welcome her, and I anticipate God will be with us as she shares her story. Welcome, Myra. You are on the air, and you are on God Said I Can Radio. Myra, you with us?
I'm with you.
All right. Well, you are here with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Lady Nancy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know how happy I was to be scrolling through Facebook and saw your profile picture. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is Myra.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
And you're so welcome.
I pray to God that I'm able to touch someone today, that I may be able to help someone, because I know that this cancer is a battle for many, and it was for me starting back in 2003. And I was just living my life and working hard, and had a praise dance ministry at Springfield Baptist Church, and we were in a McDonald Gospel Fest, and we won, and it was just an exciting time in my life. And I had a lump in my breast, and I went, had it checked out, and they said, oh, you need a mammogram. So I went, had that done, and I noticed in that second that I was on that mammogram table that something was about to happen and something was changing, because they were telling the mammogram doctor to come in and take a look. And I said, oh, something's not right here. And they sent me back to my doctor, and everybody started moving so quickly, and my life just changed in an instant. And had surgery, went back on that Monday, had surgery on Friday, went back that Monday, and the doctor started telling me, you have breast cancer, you need to have you know, get your breast removed. And he was just talking so fast, and you got to have chemo. And my life was just changing, and I was running around back and forth in his office. I jumped out of the seat, literally, and ran back and forth. And all of a sudden, I heard God say, "Stop it." And I looked at the doctor and said, "Shut up." And he's like, "Excuse me?" And I held my ear, and I was like, "Shut up." Because I was trying to hear God, and God was saying, "Stop it. You know who I am, and you know me, and this is not for you. But you're going to go through, and you have me." And I stopped in that instant, and I just, a peace came over me, and I knew I was going to be all right. I knew that I was going to make it through this. I knew I was going to live and not die, because God told me in that instant right there. And I changed, and I began to get on a quest of having a closer walk with the Lord, because mm-hmm. I knew that he needed to lead me through this entire process. I had no idea, where do you start? Who do you talk to? Where do you go? And that was the point where I just began to seek him out and say, "Tell me what to do." And lost a job. Had a great, great job, making great money, commuting to the city every day, and actually was fired while I was recuperating, getting chemotherapy, and no hair, on the couch, in pain, and got a phone call that I had lost my job. So it kept getting worse and worse, and I was like, "Okay, God, what is this about?" Well, I tell you, God is a restorer. He restores everything for you. And you know, when I lost that job that day, I jumped up again, and he said, "Lay down. You're going to get well. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about your enemies. I'll take care of them." And I said, "Okay." And I laid back down. And through this whole process, I didn't know who to talk to. What about chemo? What about surgeries? And I didn't know who to talk to. And God kept putting people in my life. He kept, my phone would ring, and it would be somebody that I hadn't talked to. Charlotte Edwards, a good friend of mine today, she sold me my home. And she called me. I was on my deck and talking to God. And she called me. She said, "Hey, Myra, thinking about you today. Are you okay?" And I said, "I've just been diagnosed with breast cancer." And she said to me, "That's nothing. I had it too. Let me tell you what to do." And it was incidents like that. And she referred me to a oncologist. I walked into the oncologist's office, and all I saw was, "God bless you," all over the light switches. "God bless you. God bless you. God bless you." And I was like, "Okay, I'm in the right place." And it just, I had no idea what I was about to go through. But I tell you, God is such a way maker. He gives you the strength to be able to do things that you don't think you're going to be able to do. And people think that, you know, chemo is bad. I hear people talk about chemo. And see, I can talk about this, Lady Nancy, because I've been through it. And people say, "Oh, chemo is bad. Chemo eats everything up." You know what? Chemo does its job. Chemo is supposed to eat up everything. That's what it does. But we are not being smart in finding out what is it. What is the reason? What is the reason? We need if the body is getting broken down, but you have to build it back up. I have had the experience now of speaking with so many people, and what they don't do is they don't grab their windows, and their windows are, yes, chemo is bad. It does its job. But you have to be smart and say, you know what? I can't continue to eat this. I can't continue to take the stress. My body is not letting me do that. And now you have to do the opposite. You have to eat the right foods. You have to take the right vitamins. You have to seek out treatments and doctors. I've had about 15 different surgeries. I've had different treatments that were on the coming out, so to speak. And I said, okay, I'm a candidate for it. I'll try. Now, in the interim of all this, I still didn't believe that I had cancer. Now, that sounds, I know, crazy, but I just didn't believe it. I would never accept it. I took my husband with me on all the appointments, and he got all the information, not me. I was not going to accept it. So when a doctor said, oh, this is your liver, he stuck the x-ray up in the thing. He said, Ms. Burroughs, this is your liver. And he pointed to it, and I said, no, it's not. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. He said, yes, it is. I said, my liver is healthy, whole, blessed, beautiful. And he just looked at me, and he said, really? So I never, at 95% in my head, I didn't have it. I continued my normal life. I didn't work, but I continued to cook and clean and get up. And when I lost the energy and didn't have the energy, then I did lay down. But I tried to keep my life as normal as possible. I still went with my kids. I still saw my grandkids. I still did as much as I could do. I would tell my family, don't come in my house crying. I am not leaving. God is not finished with me. I have some work to do. And today, now I know what it is. I understand it. I had it because I could deal with it. So now I'm here. I'm still living. No cancer, no chemo. They told me I had to take chemo for the rest of my life. I don't take any chemo.
Amen.
My liver's good. I had fourth stage, Nancy, it started out in second stage breast cancer. It moved to fourth stage, moved to my liver, my lung, and my bones, which the liver, they say, oh, that's really bad. The bone, not curable. Lung, really bad. Well, I have none. No cancer, nowhere. And I don't take chemo. So, it's just been so wonderful. And now what I try to do is I try to help as many as people as I can, because I have the information now and I know what to do. I know it's certain things you're not going to ever eat again. Sugar is a no-no. Cancer loves sugar. And that's the one tip I would love to give anybody that's listening to me today. If you are in the battle of your life with cancer, that sugar will definitely hurt you, because sugar, it is drawn to, the cancer is drawn to the sugar, and it lives off of it. When you go to get an x-ray, and I know a lot of people don't know this, when you go to get an MRI, the dye that they give you is sugar. And it just goes straight to the cancer. That's why it lights up the cancer, so that they can see and know that you have cancer.
Wow.
Yep. There's so many. And it's not even, you have to watch out, because cancer doesn't know the difference between good sugar and bad sugar. So you can, me, I cannot eat a lot of fruit. I can have some, but it has to be certain kinds, strawberries, blueberries, watermelon. It has to be certain kind, and everything has to be organic. I eat organic. Once in a while, if I'm out somewhere and I can't get organic, then I'm going to have the salads, but I'm going to eat organic. That's what I try my best. There's vitamins that you need to take, the turmeric. There's so much, there's different things that you need to research to find out about yourself. Now, me personally, I help a lot of people. And if you don't mind, can I give out my email address if somebody wants some information from me? So it's M as in Mary Burroughs, B as in boy, U, R, R, O, W, S as in Sam, 10@gmail.com. And if you just shoot me an email, we can, you know, I can talk, give me a number, give you a call. I help lots of people because I know that you could beat cancer. You can beat it. But it starts in your head first, and you have to not believe it. You have to not believe it. And I don't care. There was nights when I was in pain and crying, and I would say, God, if you can just ease this pain, I'll be okay. And he would ease it, and I would keep going.
I know that's right.
It was in my head, and I was like, I'm not accepting this. I don't care. I'm not accepting it. So you have to not accept it, and then you have to get up, live your normal life. You cannot be sick. And I know that's hard for people to understand, but you cannot. You cannot be sick. If you have small children, you still have to take care of those kids. Whatever it is you do, you have to do it as much as possible like normal. Even I have my own business now. Because I got fired, I didn't like that feeling. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on me. And I said, God, I'm going to wait for you to tell me what to do. And he showed me what I needed to be doing. So I have my own business. It's a successful business. And I'm always willing to help people. Email me. I'm always willing to help people change their life. I changed mine. God changed it. And he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. And I love him. I love him. And he's first and foremost in my life.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's an awesome testimony. It is nothing more than trusting God and doing what's right. I think what you talked about was a lot of it, too, that we as humans are living in this place where we just kind of feel like we can eat what we want, do what we want, and not realizing that our temple, you know, is so important. I'm guilty of that. You know, I have to say, you know, I share sentiments. Over the past few months, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and I refused to believe it. I refused to believe I was sick. I didn't care about the pain. I didn't care about it was the craziest thing how they even found it. And they say it's not cancer, but for the simple fact that it's a tumor, I don't care what it is, it was hurting. And I lived my life. I just as if nothing's wrong, because I believe when I go back and next month for my MRI that it'll be gone, because I was
it'll
like, okay, God, listen, you want me to do what you've called me to do and commissioned me to do. I can't do it in pain. The pain that I was having was, I'm talking about, it was tears. I couldn't talk, and it was in my face, so it was pressing on a nerve in my brainstem. And it was too deep for them to operate. So I said, okay, look, you're putting me at an edge where they can't do surgery. All I can do is have a dose of radiation. They said we can only do one, you know, now. And then if it doesn't get better, the pain doesn't stop, we'll do the nerve. All right, I got a slight, not paralysis, but I have like a slight numbness sometime in my face on my left side. And I'm like, I can't eat. So this is a no. Oh, God, you got to help us out. I serve you. I live for you. I do all you've called me to do. And then I started thinking about less, oh my gosh, I can't even say his name now. he survived cancer like 4 times, I think.
Oh, Les Brown.
Les Brown, that's his name, yes. So And I listened to what he said about staying positive. And I often wondered, you know, I see people that had different things, and we pray and we believe God, and we've seen things come to pass. Then we've seen people who didn't make it for whatever reason. We don't know God's plan, but I said, okay, God, you know what? I always wondered what would happen if it happened to me. What would I do? And everything that you just said is what I did. They were like at work when I was having episodes of the pain and it was shooting through my face. It felt like fireworks going off in my face. And it was because you can't pop an Advil and be like, okay, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I was on some heavy-duty medication where the medication, not knowing after the fact, doing the real rare research of the side effects, in black people, this medication can basically try to kill you. So the medication was working for the pain, but the medication was killing me, and I didn't realize it, and I was attacked with hepatitis. It gave me a hepatic attack in my liver. Then it gave me this rash where I was covered from head to toe, and I looked like a prickly pear, and my lips swole up, everything. And I'm like, okay, look, this is getting a little bit ridiculous. It was like one news after the other. And I'm like, all right, God. No. And I said, you know what, I'm going to believe you for a miracle. I'm going to believe you for my healing. And I got to tell you, long story short, for the last 2 months, I haven't had any pain. I haven't been on any medication.
Wow.
And I said, you know what, God, and I believe when I go back that this tumor will at least have shrunk or is even gone, whatever the one is, but it's something different. And they were like, why aren't you on disability? Why don't you leave work? You're in pain. You can't function. I'm the secretary. I got to talk. I got to answer phones. I said, I refuse. And when I say I refuse, I refuse to be disabled. I refuse to not work. I refuse to just sit around feeling sorry for myself. I will not die. And I will not have anything going on with my body that ain't supposed to be. I wasn't born with this tumor, and I ain't dying with it, okay? Or from it.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah. That's exactly the attitude. And when you go back, you are going to be so surprised because God is awesome. That's how he works. That's how he works. You know, people
I believe
say
it
all
too.
The time.
I do. I believe it without a shadow of a doubt.
They say, do you have, do you, people say, do you have faith? They always say, do you have faith? But faith is so different than I mean, and I used to be one to say, oh, yeah, I have faith. Yeah, I have faith. But guess what? When your back is against the wall, do you really have faith? See, it's a different thing. That is different. And that's what people don't understand. You got to have a personal relationship with him. It has to be, you have to be able to talk to him like me and you having this conversation right now. It has to be like that. That's the kind of conversation you, everybody wants to go to God all formal. We don't want to go to, you in trouble. You better go to him and talk to him like he is your father because that is what
I
he
know
is.
That.
And you are not going to go to your father. I know I don't go to my father like that. I don't go to my father and talk. I tell my father what I need from him. So I began to say, hey, I have to have real faith. It's different because when people are telling you that go home and be with your family and you're about to be up out of here and you know in your heart of hearts that it is not your time and you are not going to let anybody tell you when it's time for you to leave, the only one that can tell you is the Lord. No one else can tell you that. So you have to be, that has to be in your spirit. It has to be in spirit. And I tell you, I love people, all the churches and everybody that prayed for me because a lot of prayer warriors prayed for me. And, you know, hey, listen, people praying for you. You need folks praying for you, you know, and people were praying for me. But I was doing my part, too, and I was praying. And I was seeking him. Now, I've been to church since I was 8 years old. I think I gave my life to Christ when I was about 10. I knew what I was doing, too, and I gave my life to him. But
I
tell you,
it
totally, I mean, because I ever one day we really have to sit down, I have to really tell you the things that when I was 12 years old, I actually got shot. It was a freak accident. I lived in Harlem. It was a freak accident in the family, and I actually got shot, and they caught the bullet 3 inches away from my heart. That happened to me when I was 12 years old. So I gave my life to Christ when I was 10. Here I go at 12. Wasn't supposed to have kids. Birthed 3 children.
Wow.
So God has been, and I've been hearing him since I was 10. I've been hearing him. And, of course, I wanted to do things my way, and I went my way, and guess what? I wind up right back in his arms, right back in his presence. What you teach a child, just a mustard seed, just a mustard seed. They come back. They may leave, but they come back. You got to plant that mustard seed, and it was planted there for me. Thank God. My mother, you know, she planted that there for me, and she wasn't even, and this is the real crazy thing. My mother gave her life to Christ when she was 17. She was saved, but wasn't even a big church goer. Like, she wasn't there every Sunday. But guess what she did? She said, "You're the oldest. We live right around the corner from the church. You're going to go to church and take everybody else with you." So I received that. But I saw my mom every night reading the Word of God, every single night. And I just say, "You don't miss a night, do you?" Says, "Oh, no, this is a good book." So you just train up a child in the way that God wants you to do, and you do your part, and let him do the rest. So I got it from way back then. And I know that he's always been with me. He's always been with me. Because that was another time of my life when they told my mom, "Hey, listen, she's not going to make it." My mother said, "Oh, yes, she is. Oh, yes, she is." And I made it.
Amen. I love stuff like that because you never really, I mean, you see it from a distance. And you see, you know, the stories on the TV, but then when it hits your house, you don't know how you're going to respond or how you're going to act. And, you know, I've had different things in my health that came up some years ago, you know, back when too. And my mom, one day she said, "Who you have faith in?" She said, "Do you have faith in man or do you have faith in God?" I said, "I have faith in God." And she said, and I remember when I first rededicated my life back to the Lord, I was around 27, and she said, "Well, who are you going to believe?" Because it was a question where I either had cervical cancer, and the doctor was like, "Well, if you have 3 abnormals, we got to do this special test. And if this special test comes back, you know, X, Y, and Z, we got to look into, you know, surgery, you know, whatever the case may be, so on and so." I mean, I've had so many things that have taken place in my life. And I said, "Well, I'm still here, so it's obvious I didn't have cervical cancer or any of the other things that tried to take us out, you know, in this life." And God is real. He's an awesome God, and he's a healer. You know, there's so many women and men who are going through so much in this life. And if we really start paying attention to the things we put in our bodies, you know, where we eat at, where we eat, and really just make the change and walk in faith, there will be such a turnaround, you know, to the health epidemic that is out there. You know, they're building up cancer centers and, you know, building up all. And not that we don't need those things, it's just, but we got to figure out what's the source, you know. What can we do better to make things happen and change our lives? So I was like, "Okay, God, I struggle with my food. I'm not even going to say I don't. But I want to change, and I want to eat differently because I want to be here a lot longer. I know I ain't going nowhere yet, but I'm just saying, you know, I still want to make that difference and still, I don't want to be right everywhere else and still not right in that area, you know, to detox the body because I believe I'm addicted to sugar because sometimes there's days I feel like I can't function unless I have something sweet."
Mm-hmm. But you know what, everybody,
oh my God,
don't feel
you gotta
bad.
Help me. I can't do this by
don't
myself.
Feel bad. Everybody is addicted to it nowadays. And the thing is that America is not preventive. We are not preventing it. So then what most people do, and this is why it's just a money thing, because most people don't prevent it, and then when they get sick, now they want to do everything that they need to do. But it's not a preventive, it's a lifestyle change. And the best advice I can tell you, and this is how I did it myself, I didn't do it overnight. It was gradually. I ate this, and then I added this, and then I added this, and then I took out this sugar, and then I took out that sugar, because you're right, the body has to detox. And so I started removing this, and I removed soda, and then I removed juice, and then now I just drink water. So, and I drink alkaline water. So you have to just start to remove, and then you drink detox teas, and you just remove a little bit at a time. Where people get in trouble is they start diets and they say, oh, I'm on a diet. Oh, I'm on a diet. No, it's a lifestyle change. Before you eat, you have to think, because God left everything here for us. It's in the book what we're supposed to eat. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God what we're supposed to eat. And we have to monitor it. We have to follow rules. Because those are the rules for us. So we have to look at what he's telling us to eat. We have to look at all the herbs, because he left herbs in there too. Because God, he hides things. He hides things. He hides things in everybody. Everything that you need is hidden within yourself. He has hidden it in there for you. And if you go in within yourself and get it, you will be a strong, strong person because it's there. So for your food, don't try to do it all at one time. Do it a little bit at a time. Just take the pork out. Then take out the next thing. Then take out and then switch over. Try organic. Try organic chicken. You're not going to like it at first because your taste buds are not used to it. But God has fix those taste buds to accept what he left here for you to eat. So if you start eating it and you continue to eat it, you win, because your taste buds will start to give you the taste. It'll be natural. It's amazing how it works. And that's how it works. You continue to do that. And then the next thing you know, you're losing weight. Because you're now, it's a lifestyle. So now you're thinking. That's all you got to do. Just think. Just think before you eat. And don't wait till you get hungry. Because you have a set time in the day that you should be eating. And
right.
If you just start researching it, start fasting. Fasting, I love it. I fast most of the time, every day. If I wake up really, really hungry, then I will eat breakfast. But most of the time, I don't have to. I have a green drink. So now what am I doing? I'm just eating my greens in a drink. I'm eating it live. It's called live food. And when you eat live food, your body absolutely loves you. It loves you. It gives you everything that you need, more energy. You can fall asleep. The diseases can't attack you, because diseases are what? They just dis-ease. It's dis-ease. So if you don't want to have diseases, you have to drink, and that's what he left here for us, the greens. We have to drink it. And once you start giving your body the live food, and then eventually, you may not want to eat meat anymore. You know, maybe you only want to eat organic chicken or organic wild-caught fish. All the great things that he left here for you. And your body starts to respond to it. And when the body starts responding to it, now you're not tired. You don't have diabetes. You don't have high blood pressure. You don't have cancer. You don't have these diseases because your body has all the nutrients that it needs. And then you start taking your vitamins. You start taking vitamin D and vitamin C. And see, I say lifestyle because some people start this and they do it for 2 weeks and they think they don't have to do it no more. That is not going to work like that. You have to do it. It's a lifestyle change, and you must do it for the rest of your life. I always tell people, they see me drinking green drinks. I do videos. Look at my green drink. I'm drinking today. I'm walking 35 minutes every day, every morning on the track. So these are things that I do for a lifestyle, not just for the week. And once you get that, And it's a beautiful thing because in that time, God is leading you and he's telling you. He'll tell you. He'll tell you what he needs you to do. And I bet you sometimes when you're eating something that you shouldn't be eating, you hear him. You hear him and you feel him. I know this. I know this.
Yes.
Because it's happened
absolutely.
To me so many times. And he's like, Myra Bellows, why are you putting that in your body? Did I not keep you alive? What are you doing? And I'll be like, oh. Now, it's not to say that my grandbaby has a birthday, I won't take a snippet of cake. But let me tell you this. When you do the right things like this, your family even starts to accept. And I tell you, my grandkids will say, oh, Grandma, we know you're not eating no cake. They know. Like I'll say, okay, baby, just let Grandma just taste it because it's your birthday. Something like that. Okay, and there's a time I might be in a restaurant with my husband and I'm eating my salad and his french fries are really smelling good and I'm going to eat a french fry, you know. I'm going to eat it and I'm going to eat it slow and I'm going to enjoy the taste. See, we're eating fast and we're not enjoying the taste. We're just eating. We're eating without even being conscious of us eating the food. So when you're eating your food, you should be chewing and tasting, because if you're chewing and tasting it, now you're going to be satisfied and you won't even intake as much food as you normally do, because you don't need a lot of food. You don't need that. They're serving us bigger portions to make more money.
Right, right.
So we don't need that. Our stomach is small. It's supposed to be small. So when you're a baby, you know when to stop eating. You don't keep eating. When you get full, you stop. We have that same mechanism, but we lose it because a lot of people are not eating consciously. So you have to eat consciously. So there's so many different things that I've learned through God, through all of this, and I'm so grateful to God that he's taught me so much about my body and how I can help other people. For instance, do you know about your parathyroid?
No, I have half a thyroid, but I'm not sure what the whole proportion of the thyroid is. But I was stuck, like, even with my weight. I'm not fat, but I'm stuck, like, plateaued at a certain weight, and I haven't moved. I'll lose, like, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and then if I start eating certain things again, it comes right back, but I could never get past losing 10 pounds. And I had surgery where half of it was removed back in 2012. And I'm sitting here like, okay, God. And then my weight started shifting. So instead of me getting, you know, some women get like bigger, but it's, men would say bigger in the right places, but it's like, okay, I went up a bra size. And then, you know, it's like, okay, come on, you know. What's going on here? So I'm struggling with that too.
Yes. Well, if you don't detox your body, you have to actually detox. And there's a way that you detox your body.
Well, you got to talk to me at the show, girl. This is struggling right now. I'm going into my clothes size have been the same for the last, you know, 10, 15 years, but I'm kind of going up a little bit, and I don't like that. I'm like, no, this is not good.
Well, that might be because of your thyroid, too, because you had the surgery. So.
Yeah, I've just been stuck. I'm like, I'm not going
any
lower.
And you
like,
exercise, right? Do you exercise?
I have to be honest, not anymore. I did. I start, then I okay. stop. Then I start, and then I stop. Like today after, I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to the track, which is right down the street from my house. And I need to start walking because I'm not really doing. I mean, I've been through a few things where it kind of left me at a, what you want to call. I kind of like, I'm a homebody now where I don't like to do much okay. except when I have to do it or I want to do it. Instead of making okay. myself just things that just get some fresh air, go outside. It don't have to be because you're going somewhere. Or other than that, I'm in the house. And then when I'm in the house, I think about food.
Yep. Yep, because you got to get busy.
mm-hmm.
So we will definitely talk about that. But everybody needs to detox. People keep putting food in, but it's not coming out.
Right. And now, see, now I do work my greens. And I'm going to have an herbalist come on because I had a gentleman that I, matter of fact, my spiritual mom is listening right now. She referred me to a gentleman named Patrick Delves. Patrick is a herbalist, and he talked about your colon, and he talked about the type of
yes.
foods and what causes tumors in your body. And he referred me to,
yes.
actually, I started using this bentonite clay, where it's a healing clay, and I bathe with it. It's good for your hair because my hair went through a lot of changes too, where it was nice and thick, and you know, over the last few years, it just started getting back to that thickness that it used to be. And my hair was coming out; it was thinning, even though it was longer than I've ever worn it before. It was still thin, so I was wearing weaves, and you know, my hair was always looking nice. But I wanted my own hair; like I want my real hair to put my real hair in a ponytail. You know, I didn't want to
yes,
be
yes.
adding all this stuff to it. And our body kind of like is in shock right now, because like even now with the hypersensitivity that I got from the medication, when I eat certain foods now, I get hives instantly. So I can't eat chocolate anymore.
Wow.
There's certain, like if I eat certain cookies and whatever like that, my arms automatically start swelling. You see the red whelps coming up on them. And the only thing that I'm left with now, it's my arms. It hasn't been as bad, because before it was my arms, my legs. I mean, they was coming out in different spots. It was coming out on my stomach. I was like, okay, look. So my histamine level is off, where even like over-the-counter antihistamines don't help. So I have to watch what I eat now, because I can barely eat anything anymore like I used
wow.
to.
Wow. Well, there's some things that you definitely need to do with your vitamins and just cleansing the inside. I'm always in amazement of how we always, especially women and men too, how we are always looking good on the outside. You know, we want our nails, our skin, our hair. We want all of that to look good, our weight. We want to look and feel good. But it all starts in the inside. Everything about you starts in the inside. And he's right, that your colon holds your youth. You have to clean the colon out. You have to make sure that everything that you're putting in is coming out. We have people going to the bathroom once a week, once a day.
And look, before you finish that conversation, it annoys me because people at my job, my coworkers, well, everybody's normal is not your normal. I said, sweetheart, if you eat 3-4 times a day,
mm-hmm.
you should be going 3-4 times a day.
Yes.
That is not
yes.
normal for you to be going once a day and then you don't go again for a couple of days. That is not good. And you wonder why, like, I have a coworker and she, you know, her stomach, and that's waste. I was just reading on
right. Right.
The clay, I was going to reorder it because now my kids want to start using it. They want to start, you know, whenever they see me do something, they want to start doing it. They're like, Mommy, what are you doing to, you know, help eat right, help do this? They're drinking their lemon water. I done bought a bag of lemons, and my kids done used up all my lemons. I'm like, look. and I'm telling my coworker, it is not normal for you
You're
not to go
right.
every day. Something is wrong.
You're absolutely right. And when you see people that have big stomachs, that's
mm-hmm.
weight in their stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily go get a colonic and get that out. But, you know, those are the things that you do in the inside that make you look great on the outside, that keeps cancer away. And it keeps it at bay. People think that once they go into remission with cancer, that they don't have cancer no more. That's not true. You still have
right.
it. It's just sleep right now. So
right.
That's why doctors always say, oh, it comes back. It comes back with a vengeance. That's because you have to change things to keep it lying dormant. It has to stay sleeping. And there's so much that you can do. There's so many different treatments out here now. There's so many different things. There's so many different vitamins. There's so many. You have to just build up your immune system and get your body alkaline, because when you have cancer, your body is acidic. It's very, very acidic. So with any disease, anything, I'm going to take not just cancer. Whenever you're sick, your body is acidic, and you have to get it alkaline. And that is where your diet, your juices, what you're drinking, all of that either is making your body acidic or alkaline. And so that's what changes, and that's why people live. And that's why I believe that I'm still alive, because I got it. God led me, and I understood that I was supposed to change some things. And I've done it. And I see that, you know, every time I go to the doctor, the doctor says, oh, you're a miracle. Yep, I am. I am a miracle because I listen. But I also still do those things. I have not let fall by the wayside. So I would love for people to, you know, just contact me if you really want some information on this, because we can turn it around. And I truly believe that with prayer and a lifestyle change, that you can beat cancer and you can turn it around, because God knows I am living proof of it. I am living proof of it.
I know that's right, for real. Amen. And, yeah, we got to do better, you know, because I was even saying how I got to stop, you know, eating out. You know, sometimes we like to go out and sell. There's nothing wrong with that. But we got to really work on cooking our own food. It's cheaper.
Yes.
Because when you go out to eat, it is that all that money you spent in one night could have been 2 weeks' worth of groceries.
But you want to go one better? We got to start growing it. Growing it. Growing it. That's organic. It's just, you just growing it. It just doesn't have any pesticides on it. That's
right.
Organic.
And I can't wait. When I get my house, I always wanted a garden. I always wanted to be able to go out and pick my cucumbers and my vegetables and my herbs and all of that stuff, and really just, because I was juicing at one time. And then, of course, because my eyeballs kind of want to see results right now. Really doing it for a length of time, and then you start seeing. Then when I said, they're like, oh, you're losing weight. I used to bring my big old jugs to work, and I would let my coworkers taste my juice and taste my smoothies, and they was like, this is so good. And they were like, I used to go online, get all the recipes, buy all the stuff. But then it got expensive because my kids was trying. They were doing it with me. And I mean, and my girls are like, the two younger ones, they're like, their metabolism is like insane. Like, they don't gain any weight. And I'm like, wow. I mean, my youngest one had a baby, and you would never know she was pregnant. She didn't have a stomach at all. And we didn't even know she was pregnant until she got sick and went to the hospital. And then she ended up having a baby. It was the craziest thing. I'm like, I mean, to look at her, you're like, where was she carrying the baby? He was 5'7".
Wow.
Had him at 32 weeks. She was running track. She had no belly. And every time I tell people, they're like, well, I mean, there was no time to prepare for nothing. And to look at them, and I'm saying, you got to watch what you eat, because just because you're thin now doesn't mean your metabolism won't change as you get older. And then because the younger one had a baby, having kids also affects that too.
Yes. So
I need help, Myra.
Yeah. Listen, I would definitely, definitely help you. And I tell you, the one thing, and I understand that about when you start losing weight, you go, oh, let me, oh, I lost 5 pounds. I'm going to eat this over here. But that's
mm-hmm.
the wrong thing to do. You got to keep going. You got to keep going until you get really, really great results. And when you get those results, now you dip a little bit and have a little something. But you know what I find is when you lose a good amount of weight, like 15 to 20 pounds, when you lose that weight, you don't even have the cravings of things that you used to eat to make you gain weight. It just goes away because you've been without for so long now that you're just like, wow, I'm not even going to do this to myself. And then you'll learn how to just eat apples and drink water, lemon water, and apple cider vinegar in your water. And, you know, you actually start to eat differently. And then you start with your vegetables, your string beans, your broccoli, all of that. You start to eat differently. And you're going to feel good about it because now you've dropped 15 pounds. And you looking at yourself in the mirror, you're like, wow, I look great. And you don't want to lose that. So now you continue on with it and you continue on with it. And that's just, you know, if you can just get over that first beginning, that hump, the first beginning of your changing your lifestyle. Remember I said not a diet, just a lifestyle change. If you get over the beginning of that and just get smaller plates. You learn little tricks like eat off a smaller plate.
Okay.
So that you're eating less. Get rid of the carbs. If you drop the carbs,
right.
That's a lot right there. And gluten. Gluten is really bad today. You know, start doing gluten-free products. You'll see a big difference.
Right.
I would tell you.
A high number of celiac disease and people with gluten and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I said in bot surgeries and stuff like that. And I said I refused to, you know, get to the point where I felt like I, you know, because they say you have to be you don't even have to be severely obese to get these surgeries now, the bariatric surgeries. And I thought about it, and I look at some of my coworkers and people that I know, no, thank you. I don't know what you're doing to my insides. I think if I could, because they make you lose 20 pounds. They say if you can lose 20 pounds before the surgery, because I went to a couple of consultations some years ago, and I said, but I'm not there. It's like, you're not that big that you need surgery. And I felt like, because that's an instant thing. You know, people want instant and don't want to work for it. Now, I want to work for it. I don't want to just, you know, have instant things. And I know for me, I got to get past the wanting that, you know, success right away and just learn how to gradually work myself into a regimen, because I really don't have a regimen every day, you know, as far as anything outside of what I normally do. I don't include those things into my lifestyle like I used to, where I was doing very well and people noticed that I lost the weight, but then I gained it right back, but then I gained it in my hips, I gained it in my butt, you know, I gained it everywhere not that nothing's wrong with that, it's just that I don't want to be that heavy, because I always feared of being, you know, overweight, enlarged heart, hypertension, diabetes, and stuff like that. I don't want any of that. I mean, I've had different things going on with my body, but I don't want things I have to depend on a pill or depend on, you know, Lasix, you know, for water on your system and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live right and healthy.
Yes. Yes, and you can. And you can. Everybody can. It's just the choices that we make on a daily basis. That's all it is. It's just the choices that we make on a daily basis. And, you know,
you've been blessed, Myra. Thank you for coming on. And sharing. It's just beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I pray that someone that needed to hear this today, you know, actually heard it. And if you're battling with cancer, please don't hesitate to get in contact with me. I believe God has definitely put this on my heart and put it, you know, given me the knowledge so that I could pass it on.
Amen. And we so appreciate you for that. We pray everyone will listen. You know, rehears the story and re-listens to what we talked about on today, you know, will be blessed and want to make some changes in their life, because it's not just, you know, about salvation alone. It's about the temple that God gave you. You need to take care of it. You can prevent. You can eat right. You can change things. You know, people, you know, always talk about, oh, I'm not eating that grass, and oh, I'm not eating. Well, you need that grass in order to get rid of the toxins in your body. And again, the gentleman that I was referring to earlier, his name is Patrick Delves. His last name is spelled D as in David, E L like Larry, V as in Victor, E S like Sam. He's on Facebook. He's an herbalist. He shares on his page, you know, the different. He has a big poster with your colon and the different body parts that affect your colon, you know, and how, you know, people with cancer and why especially fibroids. My oldest daughter was just recently, you know, rushed to the hospital for some abdominal pain, and she had been going, and I kept saying, why are you always, you know, going to the ER and stuff? And come to find out, they found a small fibroid. Well, your colon has a lot to do with your reproductive system, the men with the prostate issues. He talks about the extent of what parts of the body and your entire system from head to toe have to do with your colon, because people don't know. When people have cholecystectomies, because where I work at in healthcare, there's people who come in that have to have portions of their colon removed and resected in order for them to use the bathroom. Well, people don't know that you're 70% of your immune system is in your colon. So without your colon, without your intestines, you're unable to fight diseases. So it's better for us to just eat right, to get that colon healthy and keep it healthy, do the detox. And trust me, I'm going to do it. When we go out the phone, we're going to talk, And, you know, people are dying and you can't absorb certain foods. People who have gastric surgeries, and that's why they're doing the sleeve now, because the sleeve is less invasive. It doesn't reroute your intestines. They have to stay on all these pills and take all these shots because your body is no longer able to absorb any of the nutrients that you would normally be able to get in food because they did things to your colon. However, there's people who have had success stories, but then there's people who gain the weight right back, and then there's people who have died because they stay sick worse than what they were before they had the surgery.
That's right.
I'm a witness. I've seen it. I have a coworker to this day that I work, and I pray for her because, I mean, she comes to work, she does what she's supposed to do, but if you did all of that for the body you got now and you're as sick as you are, let me tell you something, I'd rather work hard to slim this body I got down now and keep all my insides and do what's best instead of just doing some rapid surgery to make me look a certain kind of way because you don't want to be big. Big is not bad. It's the healthy part of it which you got to take care of.
Correct. You have to be healthy.
People got this assumption that being big is that you're not healthy. That is not true. Not unless you're morbidly obese where you got lymphedema and stuff like that and your body's not, you know, getting rid of the water that's in it and your lymph nodes begin to get infected and stuff like that. That's not always true.
That's true. But a lot of it's just that most people that are overweight aren't healthy, and that's the whole issue. But I've seen everything that you said. Also, people have the surgery, they gain the weight back. They have the surgery, don't make it. Then you have people that just, you know, they just don't have any type of control over their food. And if you don't have, that's the first thing. If you don't have control over that food, and that food has you. I always think that, you know, God has this food here for us because we need to eat. But what's happening is people are not eating to live. They're living to eat.
Right.
And that is the issue, and that is the problem. When you should only be intaking what you need. And if you do that, then the body will respond. So that's
and
the
people also need
issue.
To know. That's right. They need to know that when you get hungry, drink water. Water kills hunger
lots
pain.
Of it.
And
lots
people
of it.
Feel like because you're hungry
water.
That you need to eat. Drink water. If you drink water, it will take away the hunger pains.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes people are thirsty. They're not hungry. They're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't drink. They don't drink water. They don't want to drink water. And if you don't drink water, your kidneys are going to shut down. Your
mm-hmm.
liver is not going to function. There are things that your body is made up of water. It needs water. So
mm-hmm.
people are eating instead of drinking water. And that is taking them down the wrong road also. So
mm-hmm.
you're absolutely correct on that. You have to have the water.
Yeah, because it has a lot to do with your bowels as well. You know, when you go to the bathroom, Patrick also talked about how if you're on the toilet to, you know, have a BM and you're there longer than 2 minutes, you're constipated. And he
mm-hmm.
talked about, you know, when you're dehydrated, your stool is round. It's like little balls. It's not supposed to
mm-hmm.
look like that. It's supposed to be formed.
Correct.
It's supposed to be long. It's supposed to look like something. And
like
he even mentioned, yeah, he said it. If it's heavy, your stool is actually supposed to float, you know, because I was reading all the details that he shared, and this is stuff we need to know. This is not just, you know, things that we're just saying, you know, to be saying. This is what your body is supposed to be doing. Even the color of your stool is a signal that something's wrong with your intestinal tract, you know, whether it's your pancreas or your liver. You know, if you're having loose stools, you have inflammation, you have something wrong with your bowels. And it's just time for us to take care of ourselves. So this has been very informative.
Yeah. So thank you so much. It's been great.
You're welcome. I have had a pleasure. I thank you so much for, you know, God Said I Can Radio takes, you know, the stride. Like last week we had a gentleman who talked about the judicial system and, you know, the felons and that the transition that happens with people who come out of prison. We talk about health. We talk about everything because we want every avenue. You know, this is all ministry, you know, to help people eat right, to help
yeah.
people to want to live and not just, you know, function for the fact that there's food out there. I can just eat whatever I want. You got to be careful about what you eat and where you eat. These fast food restaurants, they are not your friends. Yes, it tastes good.
That's right.
But I'm eating out. Like, I used to cook, and I was actually doing, you know, things differently and changing some things, and I went right back into this field again. We're feeling like I got to order out, feeling like I got to treat myself. Treat yourself to live longer. You know,
mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
stop eating at all these restaurants, spending money that we don't have and don't need to spend, and learn how to invest in some stuff and invest in yourself, invest in life. You know, you have been,
yes.
your testimony is amazing. And I share mine too, because I would have never thought in a million years, you know, that I would have had a brain tumor. And then here I am to talk to live about it and share with
that's
people.
Right.
And to do better, because I want to live longer and I want people to know that you can beat it just like you did.
Well, God has healed us for a time such as this so that we may be able to tell the world, see, it's different and show the world. It's different. You know, people say, I believe in God for healing. Well, we have a healing. He gave us a healing.
Mm-hmm.
We are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. And
right.
we have testimonies that God is real and he is needed. He's here right now. And, you know, he heals. He's a healer of everything. Everything. Not only our bodies. He's a healer of your finances, of your home,
mm-hmm.
of your marriages, of your children. He's a healer of everything. you just give it to him. Give it to him and believe and have faith and stick by his word and have that personal relationship with him. Have it, and your life will be full and rich because he knows you and you know him.
Amen. Absolutely. We are just so grateful on today. We always want to share Christ. We talk about our health and the things that are going on. Everything that Myra just said is so true. For those, you know, who don't know Christ, it's not hard to know him. All you have to do is believe in who he is. Believe that he was the Son of God. Believe that he was born of a virgin. Believe that he was beaten and bruised and that he bled and died on the cross for our sins. For, you know, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." In 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, and the man is Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. For those who seek healing," Isaiah 53:5, "but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." We want you to know that there is healing out there for you. All you got to do is grab hold and take charge of your life and allow God to be the head of your life, to allow you, if you're struggling with whatever, it could be anything. There's things that people go through and the cares of this world try to get the best of them. But he said if he would keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I dare you on today, and we behoove you on today to just trust and know that God is real on today. And we just appreciate all that has been said and done through our testimonies, because it is just amazing to even be in a position to be able to share, to be able to talk about it, to be able to tell you that we made it. And there's other people out there who have made it too, but you can make it. And we just appreciate everybody who took the time to be here on the call with us on today and who listened outside of the airways of the internet. This is World Wide Web. We are here to do amazing things, and is to edify the body, edify those who don't know him, and God loves you. We appreciate you all. Myra, thank you once again for being with us. Today's guest has been Miss Myra Burrows of Beacon, New York, here with us. She had stage 4 cancer, breast cancer. It moved to parts of her body. They told her she wasn't going to make it, but she's here today. And what year was that again, Myra, that all this took place?
Actually, in 2003.
Amen. This is 2016, y'all, and Myra's made it, and she's here. Amen. So you can make it, too. Not just cancer, not just depression, not just anything. Anything. God, there's nothing too hard for God, and we just are so, I'm just so full. I mean, I really, you know, just appreciate having, you know, intimacy in shows like this that inform the people. We're not making this stuff up. This is ever so true. And we just want you to know that we're here to help. So, again, Myra, give your email address again and how they can reach you to talk about some things that somebody out there needs help with.
Okay. It's M as in Mary Burrows, B as in boy, U R R O W S as in Sam 10@gmail.com.
Amen. So we just appreciate you all once again. We'll be back on Thursday, where the man of God will be with us. Prophet Desai McComb out of Ellenville, New York, will be with us. And we have shows coming up afterward. We got some awesome people coming. We appreciate you all. Thank you again, Myra. And to all my listening audience, we appreciate you so much. And this is a season that we are in war. God bless you all, and have a great evening.
Might as well put your hands together.